The views expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of this station. Content is for educational purposes only. Consult a financial advisor or conduct your own due diligence if investing. Calls are pre-screened and the show was pre-recorded earlier this week. Rick is with Edelman Financial Engines, a part of Financial Engines Advisors, LLC, and the investment advisor that furnishes this program.
This is the Rick Edelman Show. Barron's ranks Edelman Financial Engines the number one ranked investment advisor in the country. And Rick is in the Barron's Financial Advisor Hall of Fame. Now, here's Rick Edelman.
And a very happy weekend to you. Welcome to the Rick Edelman Show. Thanks for joining us this weekend. We've got a lot to talk about on the program. The bombing in the Saudi oil fields, Forever 21 filing bankruptcy. But before we get to those subjects, I want to share with you some really good news this week. We're so very excited about this announcement I'm going to give you that we've decided to celebrate and make you the beneficiary of this news. Barron's has just announced this week that Edelman Financial Engines is the number one independent financial advisory firm in the nation.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm glad. I'm glad.
Ladies and gentlemen, wake the kids, phone the neighbors.
You're kidding.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Hoo-ah. Very, very exciting.
How sweet it is.
Great. Really great.
Nice. Yes. Good for you.
Well, you must be very proud of yourself.
I'm pretty excited.
Oh, goody.
Oh, that's very impressive.
Yabba-dabba-doo. So the ranking is based on our firm's assets under management, our size and experience, and our regulatory record. The firms in the Barron's ranking all choose to participate. We do not pay any fees to be included in the ranking. And, of course, investor returns and experience are not considered because of two things. One, every client is different, and past performance doesn't guarantee future results. So we're very excited and very humbled to be ranked for the second year in a row by Barron's as the number one independent advisory firm in the nation. And Barron's has now done something else. Barron's has the Barron's Financial Advisor Hall of Fame, and I am a member of it.
Well, then what say we all go get some ice cream?
Hooray! Oh, we're very excited. I'm very honored to be included in the list. In order to be in the Barron's Hall of Fame, financial advisors had to have appeared on the Barron's list of the top 100 financial advisors for 10 years or more. I was ranked number one three times by the Barron's ranking of the top 100 financial advisors in the country. To be on that list, the ranking is based on data submitted to and judged by Barron's, and again includes assets under management, revenue, regulatory and compliance record, and years of professional experience. Being, of course, in the Barron's Hall of Fame does not indicate future performance. We are very, very honored to be not only the number one firm in the nation, but that I am in the Barron's Hall of Fame. So we're very, very excited about it, and we decided to celebrate by making this a benefit for you. So it's one thing to know that Edelman Financial Engines is the number one firm in the nation in quality, according to Barron's. You also should go check out what Consumer Reports had to say about us. And that we are the largest investment advisory firm in the nation, according to Investment News. So what we've decided to do is to share the good news with you. And I want to offer for you right now an opportunity that you don't ordinarily get. And it's a free retirement review. This is a chance for you to take advantage of the advice and expertise that we offer on a regular basis to our clients here at Edelman Financial Engines, an opportunity for you to take a look at your personal finances, to deal with your concerns of higher volatility these days, with all the talk of trade wars, with the election coming up, a chance for you to take a look to see if you need to update your will, refinance your mortgage, review your insurance, lower your taxes, and most importantly, make sure that you're saving the right amount of money in the right accounts and choosing the right mix of investments so that your retirement can be everything you want it to be. Yeah, retirement's fast approaching. Maybe you're already in retirement, and the key is to provide you with a strategy that you need to generate income, protect yourself from inflation, preserve your money so it lasts a lifetime for both you and your spouse. And this solution providing you a free retirement review. We're very proud and honored to do it in celebration of our Barron's number one ranking and Hall of Fame. But you've got to act right now to take advantage of it. If you sign up for a free retirement review, you got to do it between now and Monday evening at 10 p.m. It's a limited time availability. We'll review your personal situation, your investments, your spending, your resources, and we'll give you a personal financial plan to help you answer all the tough questions you're dealing with in your personal finances, and we'll do all of it for free. You'll get a review of your current investments with one of my colleagues here at Edelman Financial Engines. You'll get a retirement income analysis to help you see if your money will last as long as you do, and you'll get a personal financial plan to help you reach all your retirement goals. But this offer is only available right now through Monday evening, 10 p.m. Instead of paying our normal financial planning fee of $800, we waive the fee for you in celebration of the new Barron's rankings. But you've got to get started right now. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742 to schedule your free retirement review. It's not too late to make sure your financial future is everything you want it to be. And we're in such a good mood. We wanted to do this for you with all of the excitement with the Barron's ranking.
Good news. Good news.
This is Les Nessman saying good day, and may the good news be yours.
All right, let me change gears now to something that's a little less exciting, a little less good news. You heard the news, of course, this week about the attack in Saudi Arabia by militant groups backed by Iran. The attack against two major oil installations, the attacks were done by drones. 10 of them flew as much as 800 miles. And these drone attacks have the potential to disrupt world oil supplies. The oil facilities that they attacked produce 8.5 million barrels of crude oil a day. That's the bulk of the Saudi oil production. 6 million barrels a day was suspended as a result of the attack. Nearly 200 million barrels of oil on hand. That's enough to cover disruption of 5 million barrels a day for 37 days. After that, though, the world's oil supply could be affected. Why am I mentioning this? It's because this is one of those things we refer to in financial planning circles as a black swan. In other words, we always try to evaluate what might go wrong with your financial plan. What might interfere with your strategy? And the typical stuff that we deal with are all the stuff we know about. Things such as you getting in an accident or suffering an injury or an illness, job loss, a marital issue, a stock market crash. I mean, these are known events. These are things that might occur, but they're known risks in the marketplace. A black swan is the name that is given to events that aren't predicted. 9/11 certainly would fall in that category. A meteor crashing into the earth. Yeah, I think we'd all agree that's a black swan. And so was 10 drones flown autonomously and bombing a couple of oil fields, disrupting the global oil supply. Those drones each cost less than $15,000, according to the Pentagon. And it demonstrates the vulnerability and the fragility of our entire world now, because it doesn't take a major global power to build missiles at a cost of hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, anybody with a drone can wreak havoc in plenty of ordinary ways. And in other words, it demonstrates the need for you and me to recognize that things can happen that we're truly not expecting or anticipating. And what might that happen in your personal finances as a result? We all still now, so many years later, painfully recall that awful day in September of 2001. And we know the implications of that day in the short-term aftermath. Businesses that closed, companies that went completely out of business, paychecks immediately disrupted. and banks that were closed for several days, we need to make sure that we are always keeping in mind the black swan scenarios so that these kinds of disruptions don't create financial devastation for you and your family. So take a look at the strategies you're engaging in. Take a look at the behaviors you are adopting. Is it possible that your financial plan is all assuming things will go well? Because quite frankly, financial planning, when it's done right, takes into consideration the worst case scenarios, the scenarios that we don't want to consider and certainly never want to experience. We want to make sure that we're doing everything reasonably, rationally possible to be able to protect you and your family, even the event of, say, at the moment, the threat of interruption in the global oil supply. If you haven't done this, if your financial plan has been essentially one of hope, well, then perhaps you want to replace it with one of more pragmatic action. We can do that for you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. And now this week, you have the opportunity to take advantage of it through our free retirement review. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK and take full advantage of this opportunity as we celebrate and hope you'll join us in the celebration of our new Barron's ranking, the number one independent financial advisory firm in the nation, and me, Rick Edelman, in the Barron's Financial Advisor Hall of Fame. I'm Rick Edelman, 888-PLAN-RICK, online at ricestelman.com.
Author of the number one national bestseller, The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs, coming up on The Rick Edelman Show.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a new PC.
It's where an associate helped me find the latest tech I needed to work smarter, not harder. Where I got a protection plan plus 24/7 tech support that keeps me connected. And where I increase my productivity for a lot less than what I thought I'd spend.
Right now at Staples, you can save up to $270 on the latest PCs. Staples, for your business tech and beyond. In-store only, ends 9/21/19, while supplies last. Exclusions apply.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
They've sold millions of records worldwide. Now see them live. Herman's Hermit, starring Peter New.
I'm
Friday, October 4th, Tulalip Resort Casino. Herman's Hermit, starring Peter New. 18 top 40 Billboard Solid Gold Hits. Reserve seats available at the venue box office and Ticketmaster.com. Relive the fun and excitement of Herman's Hermit, starring Peter New.
Have a light switch that won't switch? Or an AC unit that won't cool? Call SeaTown Electric Heating and Air today and receive $50 off any service call. They're Washington's troubleshooting specialists. For five-star service every time, call SeaTown Electric Heating and Air at 206-209-0690 or go to SeaTownServices.com.
SeaTown Electric Heating and Air. Call SeaTown Electric Heating and Air.
Welcome back to the Rick Edelman Show. 888-PLAN-RICK is our phone number here at Edelman Financial Engines. My colleagues and I are happy to help you deal with any issue you're facing involving a dollar sign, investments, taxes, insurance, college planning, retirement planning, buying houses, leasing cars, getting out of debt. Well, there's no living with me now that I'm in the Barron's Financial Advisor Hall of Fame. In fact, we were thinking of creating a new show open. What do you think of this?
Now for all you co-eds who wish to become scholars, here's Mr. Know-It-All.
Well, okay, maybe that's a little over the top. Anyway, there's something that happened this past week. Forever 21 has announced that they're planning to file for bankruptcy and are going to shut down some of its 700 stores. This is a increasingly repetitive refrain from the retailing sector of our economy. Retailers nationwide have closed more stores so far this year, more than 7,000 of them, than in all of last year, according to BDO. 14 retailers have filed for bankruptcy so far this year, and it's all your fault. I mean, you know, what can I tell you? We're all shopping online. And because we're shopping online, we're not visiting retail shopping centers, strip malls, and those shopping malls. And retailers are finding it a really difficult time to compete with the online retailers. In fact, what we're finding is that a lot of the brick-and-mortar retailers are shifting to online sales because you like the brand, you like the stores, you're just going to their online sites, and why do they need to be paying for all that real estate? So this trend is continuing. It's not universal, however. In the midst of the news of so many retailers shutting down, Old Navy announced this week that they plan to open hundreds of stores. They have 1,200 right now. Their goal is to get to 2,000. They say they're going to open hundreds of stores predominantly in smaller markets where people don't have the local services of a local retail clothing store. So it demonstrates that Old Navy is kind of reinventing itself. Instead of putting stores in Midtown Manhattan, they're going to go to Poughkeepsie and places like that. It demonstrates how life is changing because of technology. Retail stores never had to compete with the internet before because the internet didn't exist. Here's another example of that. It's in Lector County, Kentucky. Go back 10 years, 60% of the workforce in this county in Kentucky were men. What jobs were they doing? Most of them worked in coal mines. That was 10 years ago. Today, 60% of the workforce no longer are men. They're now women. Why the shift? Because the coal mines have closed. The men have lost their jobs, and so the women have gone to work. According to a big story in the New York Times, there were 1,300 coal mining jobs in Lector County in Kentucky in 2009. Today, not 1,300, there are less than 100. But on the other hand, healthcare jobs are readily abundant. They are in such desperate need for nurses that you can win a signing bonus that goes into the five digits. Yeah, $10,000, $20,000 signing bonuses just to take a job in the healthcare field. But there's a problem. A lot of these families don't have the training and education to be nurses, to be hospital support staff. So the state has been paying, creating a program, paying tuition for the miners' families, even providing money for living expenses in the meantime while they're going to school. And they're emerging with the ability to get careers in the healthcare industry, something severely needed in their part of Kentucky. So it's a demonstration that the economy's shift away from coal and toward healthcare is replacing the jobs. And this is something that you have to ask for yourself as well. Is your career safe from technological innovation? Is the company or employer you're working for safe? In other words, you might say, I'm an accountant. I don't have to worry about my job. But if you're an accountant working for Forever 21, well, maybe you do have to worry after all. This is a major theme of my book, The Truth About Your Future, which takes a look at the scenario we're facing due to exponential technologies, robotics, artificial intelligence, and other aspects of computer development to recognize the impact it's having on careers in America. You need to ask yourself the question, is my job safe? And the book will help you figure this out. In fact, I list the 175 jobs that are likely to be eliminated over the next decade and the 175 jobs that are likely to be safe and, in fact, are likely to grow in need in the American workforce. Knowing what your future will hold before you get there, well, that's called financial planning. Let us help you deal with all this. Let us help you figure it out. Because as you know, for most of us, your income is your largest asset. It's not your house and it's not your 401k value. It's your ability to produce an income between now and retirement. And if that income gets threatened, your entire financial plan becomes threatened. And so that's why I encourage you to take advantage of the free retirement review that I mentioned earlier in the program. And I'll give you another reason to take advantage of this. Do you remember, here we are in September. Do you remember last January? Do you remember what you did in January? Do you remember what you said to yourself last January? This thing called a New Year's resolution? How you doing with that? Yeah, you wanted to get that financial plan. You promised yourself that this would be the year. You were going to consolidate your investments. You were going to cut your paperwork. You were going to reduce your risks. Well, how you doing? Have you accomplished it? Have you checked the box that you took care of your financial plan here in 2019? Well, here it is, September, 9 months later. I'm willing to bet you didn't do it, because most Americans who do set New Year's resolutions fail to make them happen. I want to help you do it. And do it right now before the holidays set in. Because you know the crush of holidays. It starts with Halloween. It's coming up in 6 weeks. And once that happens, we get into Thanksgiving and then the year-end holidays ending with New Year's Eve. And you'll be right back where you were a year ago writing down New Year's resolutions. I'm going to fix it for you. This weekend, starting right now and going through Monday night, 10 p.m., if you call us at 888-PLAN-RICK, sign up for our free retirement review. My colleagues and I will review your current investments. You'll do that with one of our Edelman Financial Engines financial planners. You'll get a retirement income analysis to help you see if your money will last as long as you do. And you'll get a personal financial plan to help you reach all your retirement goals. We'll review your personal situation, your investments, your spending, your resources, and you'll get the plan you need to help you answer all the tough questions you're facing in your personal finances. Normally, our fee is $800 for this financial plan here at Edelman Financial Engines, but we're waiving that fee for you right now, only available from now through Monday night, 10 p.m. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK or visit us at rickedelman.com and sign up for your financial plan. I love New Year's resolutions. I love the fact that people look optimistically ahead and commit themselves to making their lives better. The trick now, the key now, is for you to actually implement that and to make your life everything you want it to be. And I want to help for free, our free retirement review. Call us today, 888-PLAN-RICK, online at rickedelman.com.
For more information on what you need to do now, go to rickedelman.com. That's rickedelman.com.
Are you an overthinker? Hi, Rick Edelman here, host of the Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. In 3 decades of serving folks like you here at Edelman Financial Engines, we've met a lot of folks who were trapped because they were overthinking their financial decisions. We get it. This can be scary stuff. You work really hard, and you make a lot of sacrifices to save all your money. And, well, just imagine if you make a mistake. Bad investment choices, the wrong mortgage, incorrect insurance coverage. It's enough to keep anyone awake at night. So here are 2 pieces of advice to help you solve the problem. First, realize that most decisions can be changed. And second, it's not just you, it's we. You don't have to go it alone. Let us help you. You'll get our experience and our expertise. So call us at Edelman Financial Engines. It's one decision you don't have to overthink. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
It's happening. Wherever cupcakes are being frosted, songs are being recorded, and engines are being tuned, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
We're taking telephone calls here on the Rick Edelman Show, heading off to West Orange, New Jersey. Gary, you're on the air. How you doing?
Hello, Rick. I love your show.
Thank you.
About a month ago, I'm driving and I'm flipping the stations, and I get another financial show, and the first thing the guy says is never buy a bond fund because you will get stuck with some terrible bonds. And I said, whoa. I said, isn't that the whole idea of why we diversify? You say that all the time on your show.
Right.
That, you know, you will expect to get some bonds. And also, I never heard of a 401k offering individual bonds.
Exactly.
And number three, how is the average person going to have the expertise and time to study individual bonds? So I was just flabbergasted by his statement.
Yeah, I share your astonishment, Gary. My only assumption is that the guy who made the statement, never buy bond funds, only buy bonds, is a guy who makes a living selling bonds. Because I can't imagine anybody else endorsing the idea. It is a fundamental question that consumers need to understand. I'm glad you're raising the point. And here's what it comes down to. We know there are two major asset classes, stocks and bonds. And we know that they vary dramatically in risk. People don't want to put all their money into stocks because of the fear of a stock market crash. And so we diversify, as you pointed out, by having lots of eggs in our basket. In fact, we should have lots of baskets, not just lots of eggs in the basket. We should have a lot of baskets. So if anything goes wrong with any one egg or any one basket, we don't run the risk of losing all of our money. And so diversification matters. So yes, you should own stocks, not just a single stock, but a whole basket of stocks. And those stocks should be highly diversified, both by the types of industries as well as the countries they come from. Same is true for bonds. You should not own a single bond. You should own a basket of bonds, bonds that come from a variety of issuers, not just companies, but also governments, and not just the U.S. government, but foreign governments as well. And you should have a variety of bonds, short-term bonds, long-term bonds, intermediate-term bonds. You should have bonds that are high quality as well as high yield, so that you're diversifying against the risk that any one thing happens to any one of those bonds. You can obtain this diversification these days remarkably easily, simply by buying a mutual fund or an exchange-traded fund. And as you pointed out, Gary, 401k plans and pretty much all retirement plans around the country allow you to do this through mutual funds. You can't buy individual stocks or individual bonds in a typical 401k plan, but you can buy a bond fund or a stock fund. Makes it very easy, very inexpensive in order to obtain the diversification you're seeking. But having said all the above, I do want to point out that there is one advantage to buying an individual bond that you don't get with a bond fund. It's the maturity date. In other words, if you buy an individual bond, we know that the value of the bond will fluctuate. It'll go up and down along with interest rates in the economy. And if you sell the bond prior to maturity, you might get more or less than what you invested. Most bonds start out by being worth $10,000. That's typically what you pay for a bond. And if you sell it before maturity, you might get more than 10 grand or less than 10 grand. But here's the key. If you hold the bond to maturity, you will get your 10 grand back because the issuer promises to do that. So as long as the issuer didn't go broke, they will pay you back your 10 grand. So the maturity date does give you the ability to be sure that you're going to get your money back. You simply have to wait for the maturity date. And if that maturity date is 10 years, you got to wait 10 years. If it's 30 years, you got to wait 30 years. Okay. In a bond fund, there is no maturity date because the fund buys thousands of bonds, and as any one of them matures, the fund manager takes that money and goes and buys another bond, which means in a bond fund, you're always going to have that price fluctuation. We feel that you can mitigate that concern by simply buying bond funds that buy bonds of different maturity dates. You can buy a short-term bond fund. You can buy an intermediate-term bond fund and a long-term bond fund to help reduce the concern there. But that's really the only major difference that we see, and it's not enough of a difference to suggest that you should never own a bond fund and only buy individual bonds. I don't agree with that guy at all. So I hope that makes sense. I think you're absolutely right, Gary. I have to believe that the guy who is telling people to never buy a bond fund and only buy bonds is making a living selling bonds. So you always have to question, what's the motivation of the individual you're listening to? Do they have an agenda? Do they have a conflict of interest? Have they disclosed it to you? I would hope that he did. I would hope that he was blunt and honest and open, saying, I am a bond salesman and I earn a living on commission selling bonds to my clients. I would hope that he would have said that. And I'll share with you my disclosure. Our planners don't earn commissions. We don't make money selling proprietary products to our clients. We are a fee-based advisor. We are independent. We are objective. We serve as a fiduciary, meaning we serve your best interests. And if we felt that it was in your best interest to buy a bond, that's what we would tell you to do. We don't feel that way, which is why we provide our clients with bond funds, a variety of bond funds, in order to obtain the diversification for our clients' portfolios that I've just described. If you've got further questions about your portfolio, whether or not you should have bonds in the portfolio, and if so, what kind of bonds and how much of your portfolio should be in those bonds, give us a call, just like Gary did. 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742, or online at ricedelman.com. You might not know this, but Gary calling from West Orange, you know there's an East Orange and a South Orange, but there's no North Orange. Whatever happened to North Orange? I think there's an investigation needs to be done, because this is just not right. All right, so I'm trying to come up with a new show open. Mr. Know-It-All, that didn't work. How about this one?
I'm smart! Not like everybody says.
That doesn't work either. I gotta figure this one out. Okay, meanwhile, there's a deadline coming up. You need to be aware of it. It's October 1 of 2020. You got a little more than a year to deal with this. This is a biggie. Do you ever fly an airplane? No, I don't mean fly one. I mean fly in one. Do you ever sit in a seat in an airplane? This is a big deal. Starting October 1 of 2020, you must have a real ID, R-E-A-L. It's an acronym for something. I have no idea what. You've got to have a real ID. Your driver's license will no longer get you through security at the airport. It's amazing how few people are aware of this fact. This has been on the books. It's been a law for over a decade. Actually, the Department of Transportation has extended the deadline a couple of times. The current deadline is next October 2020. You have to go get a new driver's license from DMV. Look at your driver's license right now. Look in the upper right corner. There should be a star in your driver's license. If there isn't a star in the upper right corner of your driver's license is no good for getting you through security at the airport starting October 1 of 2020. Now, a lot of the states are updating and upgrading their driver's licenses in order to comply with the new law. So maybe if you've recently had a license renewal, you've got that star. But a lot of people don't. Tens of millions of air travelers. What do you do if you don't get this new driver's license? You're going to have to take your passport to the airport, even for a domestic flight. So do yourself a favor. I'm giving you ample notice. You got a year. Go to DMV, get the new real ID driver's license before October 1 of next year. You heard it here first. it was just an illustration of the kind of advice and services that we provide you here on the Rick Edelman Show and at our financial planning firm, Edelman Financial Engines. And that's why this weekend I want to make it easier, take away your excuses, give you motivation and incentive to act now, getting done what you know you've always wanted to get done. Get your personal finances in order. Make sure your investments are right. You've got the right asset allocation. You've got the right investments for your portfolio. You're rebalancing properly. You're minimizing your costs and your risks to the best ability that you can in order to help you achieve the financial goals you've got. This weekend, in celebration of the fact that Barron's has just named us the number one independent advisory firm in the country, and while our fee is ordinarily $800 for a financial plan here at Edelman Financial Engines, we're offering you a free retirement review. We'll review your situation, your investments, your spending, your resources. We'll give you a personal financial plan to help you answer all the questions you're facing in your personal finances, and you'll get it all for free. You've got to call right now. Before Monday night, 10 p.m., that's when this offer expires. Otherwise, we charge our $800. So you don't have to meet with us between now and Monday night, but you've got to call to schedule the meeting, to sign up for it. And we'll, over the next week or two, we'll work out a convenient time for you and your spouse. Call us right now, 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742 for your free retirement review.
With the founder of one of the nation's largest independent investment advisory firms, coming up on The Rick Edelman Show.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call right now and get your free supply. Call 800-480-9257. That's 800-480-9257. Improve your love life with your free supply. Call 800-480-9257. That's 1-800-480-9257.
They've sold millions of records worldwide. Now see them live. Herman Sermon starring Peter New. Friday, October 4th, Tulalip Resort Casino. Herman Sermon starring Peter New. 18 top 40 Billboard Solid Gold Hits. Reserve seats available at the Venue Box Office and Ticketmaster.com. Relive the fun and excitement of Herman Sermon starring Peter Noon.
Thinking about updating your shower or bathtub or converting your tub into a new shower? Your timing is perfect because right now Bath Fitter is having our biggest sale of the year. Pick your style, color, and fixtures, and Bath Fitter will do the rest in as little as one day. And for a limited time, save 12% off your complete tub or shower project. Schedule your free in-home consultation today at bathfitternorthwest.com or 800-NEW-BATH.
Hey, Brock Huard here with Toyota Puyallup in Cary. And what amazes me is the RAV4 has been your best seller the last 2 years. And yet, Toyota and you never sit still.
Thankfully, Toyota never sits still. They've just released an all-new 2019 RAV4 with great new styling, enhanced safety features, all-new technology, including Apple CarPlay.
And not just the new body 2019, there's a couple other versions.
That's right. They have the Adventure Series, which is more of an off-road RAV with increased torque, higher towing capacity, and the best thing is they've just announced the Hybrid.
Well, thanks, Carrie. And our family loves our RAV4, and I know it's a favorite of Toyota Puyallup customers, too. So take advantage of super low lease payments on the Adventurous 2019 RAV4 LE and pay just $239 a month. And Toyota Puyallup's got more than 50 to choose from. Toyota Puyallup, putting you first since 1970. 36-month lease on approval credit through TFS, $28.99 due at signing, $150 dock fee may be added to the final sale or capitalized cost. Details at toyotapuyallup.com. Hurry, expires 9/30/19.
Welcome back to the Rick Edelman Show. We're trying to figure out new ways to open my segments each week now that I'm, you know, in the Barron's Financial Advisor Hall of Fame. How about this one?
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Yeah, I like that one. You might recall a couple of weeks ago I talked with you about an announcement from the Business Roundtable. This is an organization of about 200 of the country's biggest companies, the CEOs of these huge corporate conglomerates, and they introduced a new statement defining the purpose of a corporation. And this was a landmark document because for the past 50 years, this statement has said that the purpose of a corporation is to maximize profit for their shareholders. The new statement says that the purpose of a corporation is also to acknowledge the importance of the employees, the vendors who support the company, the customers, and the community, all in addition to the shareholder. A lot of folks have been scratching their heads saying, well, what does this really mean? Well, let me give you an example. Walmart made the announcement last week that they're no longer going to sell ammunition that can be used in assault rifles, and they're going to discourage customers from openly carrying guns in its stores, and it's calling on Congress to increase background checks and consider a new assault rifle ban. Walmart is the largest private employer in the country. 1.5 million employees work for Walmart. Now, you tell me, does this decision maximize shareholder value if they're voluntarily choosing to stop selling a product that they sell a lot of? In fact, let's take it a step further. This past week, 145 chief executives from some of the largest companies in America sent an open letter to senators in the United States Congress demanding that the U.S. Senate pass stronger gun laws. They are calling firearm violence, quote, a public health crisis that demands urgent action, unquote. They're urging Congress to expand background checks and legislation that would let police temporarily take guns from people deemed to be a danger. This is on the heels of Walmart's announcement. These companies aren't alone in this issue, and it's not just about guns. CVS, the nation's largest pharmacy chain, for several years now is no longer selling cigarettes. How much revenue did CVS lose by no longer selling a product that they make a lot of money selling? And that's really the point of the Business Roundtable's decision. Can you imagine companies decades ago taking a stand on a social issue? What does that have to do with their business? And by taking this social stand, is it possible that the companies might be hurting their business? I would argue just the opposite. Just as the Business Roundtable is making the point, by these companies taking stands on important social issues, I believe they will end up increasing their profits. If the vast majority of Americans oppose the use of assault rifles, oppose the ability to sell them and the ability to provide ammunition for them, and Walmart takes a stand of the same vein, don't you suppose that goodwill, as perceived by the consumers who frequent their stores, will rise, and they will actually increase the amount of business that they give to Walmart? They might not be buying their bullets there, but they may be buying a whole lot more Pampers. And so I believe that by acknowledging that we exist more than just to make money, but to also provide a healthy opportunity for employees, vendors, customers, and communities, that company profits will be bigger than ever. I'm Rick Edelman. You're listening to The Truth About Money. I want to ask you a question. Do you have plans to retire early? Buy a home? Become a lawyer? You shouldn't do any of those three things. Not if you want to be happy. According to a recent survey of nearly 6,000 Americans, here's what they discovered. Those who rent detached single-family homes enjoy lower stress than those who are homeowners. And they're more likely to say they have a good work-life balance than homeowners. In other words, renters are happier than homeowners. And workers who tend to retire early tend to be less happy than those who work through age 65. Researchers found that the earlier people retired, the more they had a decline in cognitive abilities. You want to stay sharp? Not just financially sharp, but mentally sharp? Keep on working. The University of Alberta looked at happiness levels as people aged from age 14 to 43. Over a 23-year period, they discovered that individuals generally grew happier, even when adjusting for gender, marital status, unemployment, and health. So if you're not all that happy right now, don't worry about it. You're going to be happier tomorrow. You're going to be happier a decade from now. This is awesome. Except for, you know, lawyers. According to the research, lawyers are particularly unhappy. They suffer depression 3.5 times more often than everyone else in society. The American Bar Association says problematic drinking is more profound in the legal profession than in other professional occupations. Ugh. It's all about the truth about money. It's all about you figuring out what's going to make you happy. Chasing the stuff, the materialism, isn't necessarily it. Quitting your job early so you can relax on the golf course, that might not be it. Instead, being a productive member of society, contributing, staying engaged, challenging your brain as much as your physical health, I think that's more closer to the tack. And it's all what financial planning is all about. Let's face it, our financial futures are going to be terribly different from those that our parents and grandparents have, for the simple reason that we're living longer and we're healthier much longer as well. Look at the age you're at now and compare that to your parents when they were your age, your grandparents and great-grandparents when they were your age. If you're in your 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s, chances are you are much healthier today than your elders were in their day. And it's because of these wonderful advances in technology and science that are enabling all of these advances in healthcare and medical systems. And we are going to see continued improvements in that area. And that's why, more than ever, financial planning is so very important. You never had to used to plan for your financial future because you simply weren't going to have one. Retired at 62, dead at 65. That's the way it was for most of the 20th century. But it's now the 21st, and you're going to live longer than you ever thought, well into your 80s, 90s, and hundreds. Researchers saying that many of the people alive today are going to see 110, 120. Will your money last as long as you do? We want to help you figure that out. We want to make sure that your financial future is everything you want it to be. And so, in celebration of the fact that Barron's has just named Edelman Financial Engines the number one independent advisory firm in the nation and named me to the Barron's Hall of Fame, we're offering you the opportunity to celebrate with us through a free retirement review. Just call us right now, 888- Plan Rick. Do that. Call us between now and Monday evening, 10 p.m. Sign up for the review. Hold it with one of my colleagues over the next month or so at a convenient time for you and your spouse, and we will review your current investments, provide you with a retirement income analysis to help you see if your money will last as long as you do, and you'll get a personal financial plan to help you reach all your financial goals. This offer is only available right now. Our normal fee is $800 for a financial plan, but we'll do it for you if you sign up for it this weekend for the free retirement review by simply calling 888-PLAN-RICK or visit us at rickedelman.com. It's not too late to take advantage of it, and let's get it done before the crush of the holiday season is upon us. So take advantage of our free retirement review. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK or visit us at ricedelman.com. I'm Rick Edelman. That's all the time we've got this weekend. Had a great time with you. See you next week.
As a reward, you'll have no radio for the rest of the week. Go to your room.
See you next week.
Get the truth about money every weekend on The Rick Edelman Show.